Are you a babe or a baby girl? I'm really curious to know. We're going to be talking all that and more here on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey,
oh man, I love it.
What is up, guys? I just love this song. But anyway, welcome
Kanye.
To the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are so happy to be back.
Yes.
Another week, here we are.
We are here.
And we have a lot to talk about. This was a great episode. But first, where can we find everyone on social media?
Yes, everybody, you can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third, and of course my website, HowardTheThird.com.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat, all that good stuff. And also the live chat. So make sure you tune in with us.
Talk to us.
Yes. Welcome back, everyone. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @Rach_Robillard.
All right. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Okay. So this was so much fun. It's called When It Rains, It Pours. Very informative episode. A lot going on. Overall thoughts?
Great episode. The reason why we played the Kanye intro song was because the Life of Pablo tour was the main topic of today's episode, and I was there. I love Kanye. We know that.
Are you voting for him?
Am I in 2020?
Yeah, or 2024.
Wait, really?
Yeah. We'll get into it.
Okay, we'll get into that.
Yeah. So what was your favorite?
It's 2020.
Okay, so Kanye he was on some show or something. He said he was going to go for president in 2020. Then he met with Trump after the whole thing, and then he said that he's going to go for 2024. Then he said he's no longer backing Trump, so he might go for 2020 again.
This is confusing, but I'm really glad that's very informative because I did not know that.
Interesting. And that was so controversial when they met in all those pictures.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
So now he's not backing him anymore.
Now he's not backing him anymore. So I think he might go independent, which is possible for him to run independent, because I don't know if the Democratic Party is ready for Kanye. So he might do independent.
A lot of people aren't ready for Kanye.
Right. But independents, the ones who've taken... They kind of do, like, everybody. So Roseanne Barr, she did independent. There was a guy from Black Panthers back in the day. He did independent.
Yeah.
So a lot of, like, Hollywood types go independent.
Wow. Okay.
Something interesting for 2020.
Very interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to talk about this Kim storyline first.
Let's do it.
She's been through so many experiences, very traumatic, and she is still not quite ready to be out in the public. Yeah. Very, very, like, I totally get it. It's scary. And
scary.
I think, like her, sometimes in a sense where I'm like, okay, well, that guy could have a knife, or this guy could have a gun. When I'm out in public, I get very paranoid like that. But after something so traumatic, I can only imagine those fears times 10. So just seeing her, you know, it was her first time out since the robbery. She goes to the concert, and, you know, she's one to know that people film her all the time. So being in a place where she's like, oh, that girl's recording me. And they're like, okay, well, you can't record me or we're throwing you out.
Yeah.
I think Courtney said it. Stop recording my sister or I'll have you exited.
Right.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, that's intense. So she's not ready to be out in the public. She doesn't want people seeing the videos or footage of her doing, is she happy? Is she sad? Is she scared? Is she okay? She just wants to kind of take a step back, and if it was too much for her, she had to go back into the dressing room.
And you can see her totally change, like, the couple episodes before to now, like, her, from her style to, like, less makeup, less flashy things. She is...
minimalized.
You know, very much. And she just... Her spirit is so down.
Yeah.
I can just tell from this episode.
I think she didn't necessarily mind with the cameras. I think it was the whole thing with she... Because remember when she got robbed, everyone was like, well, it was a setup and, you know, they did this on purpose. I think she just was... there's the annoyance where, you know, if she was smiling in a picture, people say, oh, well, it was definitely a setup because she's smiling. Or she's not. Like, I think it was just more of... what people would think after the pictures came out, not necessarily the people taking the pictures. It's like, you know, the backlash of, you know, she's not going to be able to do anything right at this point. So it's just kind of that, like, you know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now.
Yeah.
And it sucks that she... I wish she could just stay home and get it together, but I know she doesn't want to be home and just dwell on it, you know? But it's just like, Kim, you know you're not ready. Why don't you just sit back, keep playing with the babies, and just stay in the back like she did. Like, just stay behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Let me watch you. I'm there for support.
Definitely.
Yeah. And what about the angel ball? They're talking about the angel ball for honoring her father, Robert Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
Did it happen yet?
Yeah.
She did go in the whole video.
Yes, I totally get why she maybe didn't want to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so you're saying she did show up?
Mm-hmm. I believe she did show up. And she did show up for Kendall's birthday too, but she came in last minute through the back door. So she has been kind of going to these events, but it's just more of, you know, not the hoopla that she's used to.
I feel like she went to the Angel Ball, but when she got that call about Kanye,
didn't she
turn around and it was like she touched down, she went there, got the call, and she came right back home.
Yeah, so I don't think she ever actually went.
Is super scary. And yeah, she doesn't even show up to Chris's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey, Mom, I'm sorry. I'll meet you back at the house. I have your present. Mm-hmm. But she didn't feel comfortable even going out to her birthday party. And I hated that because...
Yeah.
But the mood did lighten whenever, like, Rob called. It was like, China's water broke. And that was so funny. That was amazing.
Did anybody see their reality show?
Yes.
Yeah. Rob in China?
Was it good? Yeah. I mean, I saw the first episode and I was just like...
It was really funny.
Yeah. I liked it. I did the panel for that.
Okay.
It was okay. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was cute.
You know? You're giving me that PC answer, but I'll take it.
you can tell China had a lot to help with the production of it.
Right.
Because it's very different from the Kardashians to Rob and China. It's like, wait, like from the B-roll to just... They're so out there. I mean, the Kardashians are out there too, but...
It's a different...
Yeah, it's different. It was different.
Refined and then...
It was their own
the
show.
Other.
Yeah.
The other word that we're thinking about.
Definitely. Well, when we are on this episode, we see that Kanye loses his voice. He's starting to get tired. He lost his voice for a song, but they were going to plunge through and he added 20 more dates. They were going to go for it. And just seeing that, and that was maybe a sign to be like, okay, maybe we should slow down. And maybe it was the people behind him, some of the... corporate people who were saying, no, let's go, and maybe they were pushing him, because you could just tell, like, something was kind of off, and Kim was kind of, didn't want to talk about it that much, and I think he was stressed, and he may have been pushed to do it, and add more dates. He's been losing his voice, he's had a rough time, Kim, you know, had her traumatic experiences, he's trying to go through all this and be okay, and just seeing that, and then how he walks off the stage in Sacramento.
Right. I think this is, like, well, it's a trend with a lot of the shows, because, like, Drake, he extended his tour. Beyonce extended her tour. So this is, like, a thing. And I think it also has to do with the recession. We're coming out of recession. So now people are able to spend money on, like, tickets, concert tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think they're, you know, everybody in the camp is seeing, okay, well, people are actually spending $200 or $500 or whatever on these tickets. So if people are going to see... Because I think Beyonce was here 3 or 4 times. Drake was here.
She made her rounds.
And then, Kanye was... He had, what, almost 10 shows here before he, like... Or he had about maybe 4 to 6 shows before he canceled it. But when he canceled it, I think there's an additional, like, 4 additional shows in Los Angeles. So it's just, like, it's way too much. But on the flip side, it's like, look how much money that they're generating. But I felt from... Because when he came for the second go-around, I was like, okay, this is... I mean, I love Kanye, but this is a little bit too... If you didn't see him in the first time, then you're not a dedicated fan.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, forget it. You can't afford it. Catch him next time.
Unless it was sold out so much that they were just like, okay, like, we got to add more. Because I know Taylor Swift did that. She had... Yeah. Not to bring up Taylor Swift, because they, you know, don't go
on.
But,
so
like, she kept selling them out, so she would just add another date until they stopped. Well, I think all of them sold out.
Yeah.
So I do get why he was doing it. He wanted to be a powerhouse and just keep going and be there for his fans.
But how far do you push your talent, though?
Right.
That's the only thing. It's like everybody has that breaking point. Yeah, you probably like touring, you probably like seeing your fans, but it's like, Kanye, did you really need these extra 20, you know, 21 days? Did you really need the extra money?
Right.
You were already good. Why don't you take a break, get it together, and then come back and give me a phenomenal show?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and he's always working on, like, new stuff anyway, so he could have came out with another album. So
he could have gone on a different tour.
Yeah, you know, which is happening soon.
Yeah,
so.
I'm excited. Yeah, but I do want to say, though, canceling those other 21 shows... took probably a lot for him to be like, I have to do this, but I do respect the fact that he was like, this is something I gotta do, I gotta take, I was pushing myself too much, I need to take a second. But I do want to know what's going on with that call, like where Kim gets the call and she starts crying.
TV continue.
I think that there was some kind of a meltdown, and I know he did go
to
away
the hospital
for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think with the cancellation, is like, I mean, he had no choice. Like, it's just kind of like, you say you push yourself, and they'll say you wake up, and you kind of feel like, okay, you kind of feel like you get a couple coughs. Like, okay, I can still go to work. Mm-hmm. Then there's a point where your body just shuts down, and you can't work. And I think with him, he had a mental breakdown. So he ended up in the hospital. He's at UCLA Hospital. And that was what that call was about, I believe. Because that's around the same time. Right. He was in the hospital because he had a psychotic break. And it was around the time that his mom passed away. That was around that same time where she passed away years ago. So do you remember when he went on stage and tried to tell Taylor, speaking of Taylor, he told Taylor Swift that she didn't deserve that the award, but Beyonce did. That was around the time his mom passed away, and this is the same time, but years later.
Wow.
So he has a hard time, like anyone would.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's never really grieved over it. He never really took time off to, like, grieve his mom's death.
And they were close, but it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, you don't really expect, you don't, like, if there's something like she was sick, then, you know, you kind of like, okay, well, it's a 50-50, we'll see what's happening. But she went in for plastic surgery. Mm-hmm. So you don't really expect her not to come out because it's such a common thing.
That's how she passed.
Yeah. So I think with him, it's just kind of one of those things like he was so close with her. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, everything that happened with Kim, and he's just like a lot of stuff that's happening with the whole family.
And speaking of Kanye's mom, I will never forget the shirt he made with his mom's picture on the front and then Rob Kardashian on the back in memory.
I like that shirt. I thought
that was really cool.
Yeah. I love that shirt. It just makes me so sad like that he had to go through that. It's very heartbreaking. But I do want to talk about Khloé because I love how she just like doesn't take any crap. She's very like outspoken, and she's just, I don't want to sit next to Kate.
I know.
I don't want to sit next to her. We don't speak.
I know.
I was like, oh my gosh, and I love how they said they weren't going to sit next to each other, but they literally sat right across from each other. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. So that whole thing was weird, and I did crack up whenever Caitlyn was like, all right, Chris, let's go to the bathroom together. And MJ's like, oh, maybe we should go watch. And she's like, you can do whatever you want, but Khloé's like, I'm sitting right here. I'm not going anywhere. But that whole thing was very awkward, and then she, you know, Kate called Chris and was saying, hey, I need you to talk to Khloé. I don't talk to her anymore. She hasn't really been reaching out to me. And they set up that little meeting. What did you think of that? Were you thinking, okay, Caitlyn's really trying to reach out, Khloé, you should reciprocate? Or were you, which side were you on?
I think people like have to process. Like the fact that, you know, Caitlyn, you know, she tried herself and it wasn't working. And obviously she knows that Chris and Khloé are close. And, you know, I love the fact that she didn't stop. Because she could have been like, okay, well, fine. You know, Khloé's grown. She doesn't want to talk to me, then whatever. And she could let that relationship, you know, pretty much dissolve. So, you know, she was making that effort. And I don't think she would have stopped until she actually had, like, that meeting or that conversation with Khloé. So I think it was, you know, I applaud Caitlyn for that. Because, you know, a lot of parents and kids and relationships, that's how it's like, okay, well, I tried once. That's
right.
It. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm above it all. So, you know, I like that. That's definitely love right there.
It's love and it's real, and I love to see them finally sit down, and they seem to have...
They've sat down before. I feel like this is deja vu. Right. Yeah. This has been a long...
They have sat down,
I think, happened before.
Two other times.
Yeah.
Because there was a time whenever before she transitioned, her and Kendall were there at the house, and they had to sit down. Then there was the whole thing after the fact where I think she sat down with her at her house in the hills in Malibu. And then this is like a third time sitting down. So I do hope they resolve everything. I feel like they got more out this time maybe than the past times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just want to see them resolve it because you know that they love each other. They've been there for each other all their life. Whenever Caitlyn was Bruce, you know, she was there for Khloé all the time, drove around. You know, like the kids.
Since she was five.
Right. Yeah. Like, they just seem so close, and I just hate to see the drift going apart. But I think that they finally did get to talk some stuff out, and hopefully they're going to mend things. That's the hope. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Khloé even said she's not the stepdad I once had. She's telling us how, you know, Caitlyn is a lot different than Bruce. Mm-hmm. Bruce would just want to stay home and not go out.
Very
and then
laid
Caitlyn's
back.
At the club with Kendall. So it's like, I get where Khloé's coming from because Caitlyn is a whole different person from what Bruce was.
She just didn't get a chance to almost, like, grieve Bruce.
Yeah.
And I think that's the same complaint that Chris had. It was just like, I didn't have a chance to say goodbye. But, you know, in essence, it's like, if Caitlyn had said, okay, well, I'm changing, and you guys have, like, how much time would they have needed? Didn't they need 6 months or didn't they need 2 weeks? So, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty fast. So. Mm-hmm.
I know. And then Khloé even said there's not, like, a book that's, this is right, this is
wrong.
Right. And I did like the moment where, you know, being politically correct is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm saying, like, their pronouns and stuff like that.
Right.
But I did like the moment where Khloé was real and said, I don't know if this is politically correct or not, or if this is okay to say, but this is how I feel. And Caitlyn was like, well, that's how you feel, and that's okay, that's how you feel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I did like that real moment whenever Chloe kind of took a step back and was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, or if this is correct, but I like the fact that they just let it all out there and they're working on it instead of just keeping quiet.
Right.
So I did like their sit down. I thought that they were able to talk things out and it was okay. But I just hope that they don't have to do this again. I hope that they can kind of, you know.
I wonder if their relationship is better now, like in real time.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
I hope they're talking more and texting more. And, you know, dinners, you know. Because I feel like we don't see a lot of Caitlyn to begin with.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, out now, it's kind of like Caitlyn is Caitlyn and we're still the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And then if we cross paths, we do. If we don't,
yeah, it's I'll actually funny because I think Chris was pitching a cartoon to, I forgot what network it is, but they did all the daughters and left Caitlyn out. So, I mean, she's part of the family. So, I don't know. And that would be still an interesting dynamic. So, I don't know.
I do hope that that TV show happens, the little cartoon.
Oh, my gosh.
I would be so happy. I would love that. And I would be on the after show for that. We'll just have a crossover segment where we're like, all right, we're talking to you with the Kardashians. Same link, everything. We just, all right, now we're going live with the cartoon version.
The cartoon Kardashians.
The Simpsons / Kardashians.
I love it. And I think it was funny when Chris was on the phone with Caitlyn and they kept showing it. It said Caitlyn Bruce Jenner on the phone.
Yeah.
And I think, like, they made it very apparent. The camera kept going back to the name and, like, is that
wanna...
shade? Like, I don't want to drop the Bruce? Like, what do you think?
I mean, why should she? It's her phone.
Yeah, right?
I mean, she did put Caitlyn there.
Yeah. Caitlyn just didn't.
Maybe it's just too hard for her to just take that name off for now. And maybe in her own time she will. But I mean.
Or maybe she's just lazy. You know how some people, you just put their name, like you put like this person's name and then you met them somewhere, but now you actually became friends, but then you're just too lazy to put in their last name.
Yes.
So they're like forever, you know, Rob from, you know, down, like In-N-Out Burger.
No,
they're,
I know.
They're always were like Rob from In-N-Out Burger, but you're just too lazy to change their name.
I feel like that's
from In-N-Out. I like how In-N-Out was your first thing. It's like, oh, you get numbers from In-N-Out? Okay.
I can't tell you that, like, I have so many of my friends who I just never changed.
Yeah.
And so, like, some of my best friends are like, so and so after Buzz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just never just get around to, like, me. It's just that, like, because I think the quality about, like, all celebrities, we forget that they're like that. They have that human quality, and they do things like we do. Like, you know, whoever from AfterBuzz TV, they're gonna forever be in our phone. Whoever, and you might know their last name, you might now know their family, their dogs, and all. And they're that last part. AfterBuzz will always be part of
it. And it's just that's how things happen.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go in there and change my contacts.
Yeah,
it's
why?
Like, it's like kind of I know what you're saying, and I feel like a lot of people maybe don't get that, but I'm with you on that level.
First world problem.
Yeah, seriously, this is such a first world problem.
Definitely.
We're like, all right.
Right? Well, another storyline I wanted to get into, which I was very interested to see because we've been on and off with this for a long time. There's been reports that they're back together. They're not.
Yep.
The whole Scott-Courtney storyline.
Gotta talk about it.
We gotta talk about it. Okay, so they go to Cabo alone with the kids. They have a good time. Chloe's like, oh, so did you guys kiss? And he was kind of weird about it.
Yeah.
And just that whole thing. And I was like, okay, they're together. But then they're not because Courtney made it very apparent. Like, I do not want to be with him.
Yeah.
And Chloe's like, you need to just figure it out because you can't keep stringing him along.
Right.
Like, you got to be upfront with him.
Yeah.
Well, they just went away. We have pictures of them on TMZ this past week. So they went away again. So I don't know. I just think that L.A., dating in L.A. is so terrible.
Amen. Amen, sister.
That you just don't want to, like, why pick up new trash when you have your trash at home? And she's, like, you know, full-time mom. She has her, like, she has her kids and stuff like that. She has her business. And it's just kind of like, okay, he can come and go. She doesn't really seem like she needs sex all the time.
Right.
So
because she doesn't. She didn't do it with him very often.
Yeah.
So, she made that very apparent, like...
Yeah, so Scott comes in and, you know, and then moves on. Like, she's okay. Like, to me, it seems like their relationship will be the long, like, it's going to last for, like, 50 years, but in this weird dynamic where he comes and goes.
Yeah.
And then eventually they're just going to be so old that they're just going to end up together anyway.
Right.
Like, that's how I see their relationship. It's just such an interesting dynamic.
But I know. I don't see them going anywhere.
Yeah,
I feel like they're all going to be there. And I love that because they are co-parenting.
Yeah.
You know, they have to be there. And I respect that. They don't just run away like they both seem to be there for their kids and try to
each other.
Yeah,
but Courtney was spotted with
a guy.
Quincy.
Sean Puffy's. I was thinking of like what name to call Sean Puffy. I was like, is it Puffy or is it P Diddy? His son Quincy the other day, and all the pictures that she comes out, all the guys are younger, which is that
younger.
She said to Scott. which got him kind of upset, and he walked off.
Mm-hmm. He got really upset, started using profanity.
Yeah.
He got up.
Took the mic off.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done with this. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
He said the trip was blanking worthless or...
Yeah. He's like, what was the point or something?
That's so sad. I hate that. I want them to be together, but... And I feel like Scott really has been doing a good job, but I think I just... It's hard, because... Courtney is finally just done with it. And we never thought they would actually break up. But now it's like, I don't see them really getting back together. But then maybe they're going to do this thing where they're just kind of together, but not together.
Are they really broken up? They're, like, together. They're, like, always together. Like, most of the time they're together. They probably do it once in a while. And then they... It's just a different type of relationship. It's not the, you know, the traditional, you know, oh, we're going to get married relationship. I just, you know, Courtney seems like she's okay with it. I think what Scott's problem is that she is now okay with this type of relationship, and he kind of wants her to kind of want him back in that traditional relationship, which he doesn't seem like he's capable of at this particular moment.
Yeah, it's always awkward. Like, how do you do that when one person wants you, another person doesn't want you, but still we have to co-parent? How do I do this? We have to raise our kids knowing, like, you still like me, but I'm not feeling you like that. I'm just here because Bobby and Cindy. Like, don't try to, you know, shoot a pass.
Right.
How do you tell that person, like, I don't want you?
But he's scoring, though.
That's true.
He's scoring. There's no
for
way.
Sure.
You
for sure.
For sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I feel like
Or maybe just the tip. One or the other.
Oh!
Either way, something's going there.
My God. Oh my gosh.
Oh, something's happening.
Love that.
There's motion.
There's motion. Oh my goodness.
Ooh,
okay.
You know why it's so awkward.
How do we even get back on track after that? Like, where do we go from there? But sorry. It's okay. I was going to end it with something sweet, but I don't know if I can now. I was going to say that he calls her the love of his life.
Yeah.
And he's like, I always see us being together. And he's totally not over her, and that's okay. But at the same time, you know, whenever he said, oh, I kissed her goodnight, well, make sure she's okay with that first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
I think she is. I think she still loves him. I think she's just really hesitant based off of everything that he's done. The alcoholism, the cheating, and all this other stuff. Right. I think she's just very hesitant. But again, she doesn't want to go anywhere else because it's just terrible out there.
Yeah.
Much, though. Like, babe, can we do it tonight? Or can I kiss you? Like, every time I have to ask you, like, can we hold hands?
Yeah, like, today the day, today's okay. Like, I get what you mean. Like, yesterday was, but not today. Like,
that's his fault.
I really don't think that they are doing anything. I really don't.
I definitely think there's.
I think they are.
Yeah. But she, of course, says, okay, like, you know, it's been a while.
Or,
go ahead.
Or it could just be.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
It could be just like the whole mood. Like, they're in a Cabo, like, they're having a good time. The kids are having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you kind of get into that thing where it's like, okay, well, you know, we're having a great time. And it doesn't seem forced. Because sometimes it seems, it could be like, okay, he's intentionally trying to, you know, do this way and just. You know, they're not surrounded by anybody. There's no cameras.
Yeah. Do you want them to be together? Like, do you guys see them being together in the future again?
I think they're together in a very dysfunctional way.
Yeah. And even Scott said it's confusing.
Yeah.
He said, I'm confused.
He even said it.
Yeah.
I know. You're confused. We're definitely confused.
He keeps coming back, though, because sometimes he'll be seen out, like, partying and stuff with all these young girls, but somehow he always keeps coming back to Courtney beyond the parenting aspect of it.
Right.
And I think the whole family thing draws him in, too, because, you know, he's part of the family. So if he were to actually move on and somebody doesn't have as much of a dynamic family as the Kardashians do, I think he's afraid of losing that as well.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. Maybe he's afraid of losing the family instead of losing Courtney.
That's what happened. Totally. I kept the boyfriend for like a year. I'm like, I really love your family, but I can't stand you.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Losing the limelight.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bigger thing. Like, no Courtney, nobody's, no paparazzi, no private jets, no rappers. It's just Scott. I'm a dad.
You know what? I do think that one of the main reasons why is maybe not because of the limelight or anything. I think it is genuinely because he craves family, and he doesn't have one.
He doesn't have. Yeah, he's an
that's
orphan.
True.
He's
now.
Yeah. Ugh, that's so sad.
Isn't that so sad? Like hang with his parents and all.
Ugh, I hate that for him. So I really do think he just wants to have a family and fit in and be with people. And yes, he messes up, but I think he really genuinely has a good heart and wants that love and.
Mm-hmm.
family
I think if he were to stay on, like, the good road for long enough, Courtney would be like, okay, I get it. Yeah. But it's just kind of like one of those things where you mess up and then you quickly try to, like, restore it back. Right. And she's been down that road before, so she's just kind of like, okay, you know, you can get it once in a while, but we're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
You are so funny today.
But the butt picture. We got to remember the butt picture. Exactly. He posted.
He's getting it.
She, you know,
she knew he was taking that picture. Oh, yeah. There's no way.
She had it
perked out. Just having to get up.
That was funny. Yeah. That was funny.
Yes.
There was chemistry and, like, kind of giggles and stuff, but then he got mad. And she said that they fought a lot on the vacation, too. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. But that leads us into predictions.
So
quickly.
Oh, wait,
maybe, fast.
Or should we, we didn't talk about the, how Rob, or, the old footage, the footage of Robert Kardashian.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah. That's,
yeah, I, and how Khloe.
I love how
Khloe's
you just
like,
paused predictions there.
I know, I didn't stop too.
The music stopped too.
He's like, I thought I was the host, but okay, let's
I know, I was like, oh, okay, we're gonna like go that route. I was like, apparently I'm being overridden.
never, Dakota.
No, but no, that is a good point. I messed up, I didn't mention it. No,
you mention it, you mention it first. It was his idea.
It was, no, I know it was your idea. But I do like that. That was really cute. The footage was so adorable.
And
yeah.
Khloe saying how Robert looks like Pablo Escobar. I laughed out loud.
That mustache,
I laughed out loud.
The mustache
crazy.
Is amazing. Yeah. I love that.
That was hilarious.
It's like a
to
different
me.
Time. It's just so... I wonder what... two things. If their life would be different if Robert was still alive.
Oh, for sure.
And then, two, what he's thinking, provided, you know... they can do all that stuff. Yeah. What he's thinking of his family now, right. like looking at it now is like, you know, is he disappointed? Is he good? How Chris kind of made a bad situation into an empire? Like, what is he thinking? Right
I feel
now?
Like he would be proud.
I think so too.
Yeah. I really do. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I do predictions now?
Yes.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Wait, stop. I'm just joking.
It literally stopped. The engineers are good.
That was so funny.
Okay, well, I love predictions. And sometimes we skip predictions because it's a reality TV show and it's really hard to predict people's lives that are not happened yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But do you guys have any predictions?
Well, this one's really hard because it stopped right by, I think, November. So technically we know what's happened.
That's true.
So it's very, it's kind,
it
of,
kind of a tricky thing to do
predictions
with. Yeah,
with the Kardashians, it's so tricky because I feel like I've like lived this for the second or third time, like actually watching the show. And then you have so many show, like so many stories about them so often.
Right.
It feels like I've already seen the show. So it's very, very hard where I kind of know.
Yeah, because you keep up.
We just
you
keep up.
I see you keep up.
I feel like we all need, like, I feel like we should. They should just live stream now. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, just have live stream cameras follow them
like,
everywhere.
Like, do a quick edit. But can you imagine the stuff that we don't see?
I know.
That's the stuff that is gold. So I hope they. I hope in their contract they still have control of that not getting leaked. If there's any stuff that they really want not to be shown, because that's the whole thing that happened to like Trump with the whole.
Access Hollywood.
Grab the chi-chis.
Your lingo, I'm loving it today.
You are on fire tonight.
DK's love killing it.
I know, right? But yeah, it is kind of hard to predict, but stuff, I want to talk about stuff that's happening right now, so let's get into some news and gossip.
Ooh. AfterBuzz TV News.
News and gossip.
So this literally was amazing. I died. This all went down last night. We have Miss Kylie Jenner, my girl, and Jordan Woods. They were on a private jet. We're like, oh, cool. They look very dressed up. Where are they going? Turns out Miss Kylie Jenner herself crashed a prom last night in Sacramento and Rio, I guess was the school's name or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But this kid did not have a date because the girl he asked turned him down.
Aww.
So she was his backup, and somehow,
okay,
like they were able to contact each other, and it happened. And literally, the footage was so funny. I think we have one more picture.
This is great.
Wow.
She actually looks her age.
She looks gorgeous.
She looks gorgeous. Because sometimes when she gets dressed up, she looks older than everybody. She actually looks her age.
She's like, gorgeous.
She needs to keep that look.
And like, okay, it's the guy to the right of her, like in the back, kind of looking down. I think that was her date.
Oh.
But yeah, it was so funny because they were trying to dance and like be in there. And literally everyone was like, can I get a picture with you?
Right.
And so they had to end up going on a balcony. They went on a balcony, and the dance floor was down here, so then that way they could kind of have their moment. And there was this cute thing where, like, she hugged him, and everyone was like, ah, like, screaming.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I wish that Kylie would have went with me to my prom.
I know. Same. I want her to go with me.
That was so cute, and I just love it.
I want
it.
The Rock to go with me.
I thought The Rock.
I want him to go with me to my prom.
But what I just...
home.
I love... Okay, let's talk about this for a second. Look at this girl, very, very far right, looking at her, mouth open.
That would be me. Like, oh my gosh. Still freaking out.
But it looks so fun. And they actually, apparently for this prom, like it wasn't at a school, they rented out a mansion.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
And that's what it said on Twitter. They rented out a mansion, and this was all in it. And it was like this cool mansion. And I'm like, that's incredible.
Yeah.
But no, I love this. I thought it was so awesome. And I just was like super jealous, but I just... That's so cool.
Yeah, and the flowers. I love how they did the corsage.
I know. Mm. Yes.
So she looks so good. Like she needs to keep this like this natural, not even natural, because I'm sure she has a lot of makeup on, but just this youthful look.
She's so gorgeous.
Like the contour and all this stuff makes her look so much older.
I do. Like I wonder. Okay, so she has a corsage, so he must have known she was going to show up. So he must have had an idea.
Yeah.
Unless she just showed up and surprised him. But it was so cute because his little sister was tweeting out. My brother, like, that's my brother. And I was just like, aww. Like, it was just a sweet moment. So
I wonder how Tyga feels.
I was actually thinking that, too. Is that, like,
no, I'm sure he's fine.
Is Tyga okay with that?
Yeah, I'm sure
I don't
he's
know.
Good.
Probably fine.
Because there are rumors that they have, you know, are having a little rockiness. Yeah. But then she Snapchatted a song and sang to it in one of his songs. So
today she did post a Snapchat, and I think she deleted it, maybe. Or maybe it was just, like, it expired.
Really?
Right.
Where... Jordan and her were in the car, and she said, "It's over." And then Kylie looked in the camera and said, "It's over," like in a British accent.
Yeah, it might be another like Courtney and Scott situation. Yeah. Although, I mean, Scott and Tiger, two totally different beasts. I mean, but it's possible.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I just hope she's happy in whatever she does,
because
she deserves it, and she's beautiful, and I love her so much.
And she was just blonde, so...
I know, I think it must have been a wig.
Blonde. No,
it was
a unit.
Oh, really?
What's a unit?
We'll break it down.
Okay, we'll break it down.
You have to put it in there, like, little...
A wig? A wig looks wiggish. Like, you know, someone puts a wig on, and it kind of looks like you can balance something on their head. A unit is, like, you put it on, but you can still see, like, the way you part your hair and all this other stuff.
Interesting.
So it looks more like her hair. So you think it's blonde, but she Snapchatted, like, a whole... She has a wall full of them.
Yeah,
she
does. The color
She's
ones.
So
yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't know
her.
Much about it, but thank you for
And then on the way back, I wish I had a photo for this, but she ended up wearing like this sweatshirt on the way back, and she was still in full glam, and she was in a sweatshirt, and I just love that. I just love it.
That's the best part.
The next photo we have is of Scott and Courtney, and this was recently taken. I guess they are on
vacation.
Where are
they at? I don't know. I can't remember where I can't remember. It was like Costa
beautiful.
Rica or somewhere like that, but I'm not.
And the caption was back at it again with the co-parenting.
Yeah.
But they posted a picture on, I believe it's either Courtney or one of their social medias where it was just them laying on the bed together. I think it was Scott. It was like a day bed. It wasn't like a bed, but well, you know. I think it was Scott posted it, and he's like something about like this is a great life or something to that effect. So
I hope that they're happy, and I hope that they're working things out. Even if they're just friends or co-parenting, I just like that they're civil.
Yeah.
It seems like, so I'm thankful for
he
that. Oh,
looks
my God.
Like Zac Efron in this photo.
Totally I literally agree. Knocked this drink over and grabbed it as it was falling over. Oh, my gosh. That happened.
It happened.
Quick look. It's
I
like Zac
I just
Efron.
Peed a little.
Yeah, he does.
She heard his head.
I guess I did.
I'm kidding. I'm like Kris Jenner. Remember when she had like the leaky bladder?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And she had like the Depends. And she turned that into money. Remember she turned that into a commercial?
Oh my God.
She had a leaky bladder and then she did a commercial for
Wait,
Depends.
That's right.
Did she really do the commercial though?
Yes.
Because yeah, I never saw the commercial.
I saw the commercial. Because I was that. Man, I was like, you better turn that into some money.
Yeah, Kris Jenner always has a way to turn something.
She really does.
Nothing into something. Yes. And by something, I mean like cha-ching.
It's
like
scary to be
by the
woman.
Way, did you guys see the new Kimoji launch? I know we talked about it briefly last week.
Yeah, what were some fun emojis?
They are all festival-based, so it's all like very Coachella. There's some...
Perfect
like,
timing.
Really cool stuff. Like there's a middle finger emoji that has like all the VIP bracelet wrists. Oh. And then there's one where Kim is, well, it looks like Kim, but it's like a character where she is in a pool like riding this ginormous eggplant floaty. And then there's like... No, I was just going to say one more. There was a really funny one where it was like a little festival pass and it said no head, no entry or something like that.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Wow. Yeah.
But funny stuff.
Speaking of, well, not eggplants. When you see the new floaty of Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, the lid.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot because, they did do the Kimoji launch.
There's
a butt
one? There is. There's a butt one, a floaty.
For the pool.
I saw the lit one, but not that.
No, this is of her butt.
This is of her butt. Yeah. I want that.
I kind of want
that too.
I don't have a pool, but I want it.
No.
Put it in my...
I just want the swan.
The swan.
Yeah,
yes.
The swan.
Yeah. But I do... I think the launch is awesome, and I think it's going to show up at Coachella this year. Like, there's going to be...
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But they had some cool tie-dye merchandise, some really cool hats. She just is so... I just love the merchandise.
Yeah.
And I want it all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. I just want it.
I just want it.
Did you see Chloe in the lace? So she had, I think, like a launch of her jeans at Dash.
Yeah.
This past week.
Yeah.
And we got her with pictures with, she had like this lace thing. That's like their new thing this last season, but she had like this lace kind of, it was almost like a negligee.
Yeah.
But then they paired it with jeans and she had a nice top.
She looked great.
She looks phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
I know. Yes. I know.
Great.
Yeah.
And that one, that swimsuit.
The blue swimsuit.
Oh my God.
Where she had the side boob and the V and then the thick thighs. To die for.
I was like, yes.
Body goals.
Yes.
Ah, she's so gorgeous.
But it's so funny because when they were looking at the box, the Grandma Lou box, and pulled out Chloe's baseball card picture.
That was
like,
amazing.
Wow, that was Chloe. And they were, look at her now.
And it was so funny because she said like, the cutest one on the team. And Courtney's like, did they really say that? That's so mean.
Oh, but I mean, it's true though.
Oh, but she looked so cute though.
She's so cute.
I loved it. I love that. Anything else before we wrap?
Let's, Hot Topic, Kendall and the Pepsi commercial.
Oh.
We should really talk about
I wasn't going to touch on that sore subject.
I didn't think she knew.
I don't think she knew.
Mm-mm. And I think they said that, like, she had no creative control.
Yeah.
She was basically just talent, like, I'm hiring you, do this job, be cute.
And then she probably just didn't know how it all, how it all ended up to be. So like, you know how you like some people are not on the Kardashians level, they go on a reality show.
Right.
And you know, they're totally different than how the reality show portrays them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she just came in, she did all these shots and she didn't necessarily know, you know, because out of all the Kardashians, she's kind of almost, you know, she spoke up here and there on a political, not super political, but here and there once in a while on it out of all the sisters. So I think she just didn't know.
I don't think she knew. And honestly, I know this is probably unpopular opinion, but like I got where they were trying to go with the commercial. Like I understand like they were wanting to say, okay, we all need to be unified and everything. So I think there's so many people, anyone gets offended by anything these days.
Mm-hmm.
I get why some people might have been upset, but then I'm looking at it from a standpoint, I don't think Pepsi meant anything bad by it. Sure, maybe it didn't work out, but I don't think... I mean, sure, everyone's like, oh, they just gave him a Pepsi and everything's fine.
Right.
But it's like they're trying – I know what they were trying to do. They were trying to support unity and like, hey, let's just all get along. Like, let's just
– But here's the problem. The problem with that is that in the climate that we are in today where there are political protests for, you know, women, for African Americans, for other groups that are happening is that they should have consulted those groups. The only thing that I heard was that this commercial was made over like – somebody, the person who kind of came up with this concept is from somewhere else.
Oh.
But if it's going to be featured in America, that's something that you should have taken into consideration. Mm-hmm. Like had some type of, you know, focus group or have some type of, you know, leaders that you can like, okay, well, does this work? Given the fact of what we're dealing with today. Like if we didn't have all these protests and everything that has been going on for the last year and a half, then I'd be like, okay, I get it. But we've had so many protests. Like we had just when Trump came into office, we had a whole bunch of protests.
Yeah.
Not even taking what happened last year. So it's just kind of like I can't let Pepsi off the hook that much, given the fact that they've also been, you know, in the industry for years.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they did properly apologize. They had a statement out. Right. And it's interesting because Kendall's gone silent.
Well, she's not allowed to talk about
she
it.
She came out. So the commercial came out. Then the backlash came out. Then Kendall did almost a social media apology. Then Pepsi came out and said something. And then Pepsi's numbers dropped in the
stock
market.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I honestly, I'm looking at it. I get why people were upset, but I do think that they didn't. Maybe they just, I mean, and you, when you're making something like this that is a political statement, you do need to have all this in mind and think about it. But yes. I don't think they were doing it maliciously or anything. Oh, and right. I feel like people have a way of being very intense and upset and always trying to find the next thing to get upset about. So
We're definitely in that era where, you know, anything could be, you know, off topic or offensive.
Or this or that. And but it's just like, oh my gosh.
Again, just because we're in that area and we just, you know, sent bombs to Syria and all this other stuff. It's just, it's a very, very interesting climate that we're in. So it's almost better to almost ask first. Back in the day, it's sort of like, okay, well, do it first and then apologize later. Like, we're not in that era anymore. It's almost better to ask, like, hey, is this okay to do, whatever? And if they say no, then at least you're like, okay, well, they said no, but I'm going to go on with it. Like, at least you kind of know. Because, you know, it could have been a really great commercial. There's just certain elements of it that kind of really, like, what are you trying to do here?
Yeah. So It was different, but I don't think, like you said, Kendall, I don't think had any kind of control over it.
Right.
I don't blame her at all. I think that she was innocent at all. Like, she just was doing a commercial, you know? I feel like people find ways to make everything something to get upset about. So I did feel bad for her. I was like, this is, like, not your fault, and everyone directs all this hate towards you until something happens tomorrow, and then we'll direct it towards that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I get why, but at the same time, I'm like, everyone just always has to be upset, and it's just like,
but the memes, but the memes were amazing, and there was one. There's one in particular that I'll add you guys. I'll put it on my Twitter, and then I'll tag you guys because it was hilarious. This one was really
good. Oh, no, I'm curious.
So I'll tag you guys. All right.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This was so much fun. I love talking about this show. It's one of my most favorite after shows just because we have fun and we just talk about whatever.
Yeah.
I love it. But again, where can we find you on social media?
Yes, you can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third, and of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
So on the live chat, I just saw this makeup by Animal. Sorry, she said, Dakota, can we do predictions now? And then she said, Dakota, we have no predictions. Let's move on. So she said, LOL. So because we didn't have any predictions, we just had to solve.
But I was like, so excited. I was like, wait, never mind.
News. I was like, let's go.
Yeah, I was like, I was so excited about it. I was like, okay, all right, fine.
But thank you guys for hopping on the live chat. All you folks, really appreciate it. Also, come with the comments on YouTube and iTunes and all that good stuff. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Yes, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on all social media at @Rach_Robillard.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And you can also follow AfterBuzz TV everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. Also, make sure to check out my new talk show, Millennial Hollywood, on the Popcorn Talk Network.
That's great.
And we have an episode this Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you stay tuned. We love you guys so much, and we will keep up with you later.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.